Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is the Morning Entertainment Show. As in Global Voice. November 1st, believe it or not, almost at half the point, in terms of days of the month. My computer decided to give a little bit of it's great. It's jumping. Nonetheless, I want to say good morning to you, Matrice. Elizabeth, see you up and running. And to all those who are out there in Wadeland, just want to say a pleasant good morning to you as well. Hope you're hearing me loud and clear.
We need a little kickstart here as the computer just decided it's going to just do its own thing. But in the meantime, you know, we're here every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock until high noon, 12 o'clock. And hopefully you're hearing me out there in Radioland. But I think we're having a little bit of trouble here with the computer scrolling around. But just in case, we just want to say present good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm hoping that you're definitely trying to get a song going here. Computer decides it's going to just do its own thing. But nonetheless, folks, you know, in the first hour, we're going to have our inspirational portion. At the top of the hour, of course, indeed, we'll have sports, international, regional, and locally. David Nathan would be in to keep us abreast of what's happening in and around the world. We'll have Colonel, he'll be standing by to greet his special fans, that's first and foremost. And of course, he'll bring you the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date in history. And of course, at 10:45, we expect to hear from Dawn and Debbie with the Antigua Care, with all that humanitarian work, trying to heal the world. And of course, 11 o'clock, we're going to have the class reunion of 72 Charlton Secondary School, class reunion. They'll be on for 15 minutes. And of course, they'll bring us up to speed with their undertakings there over in Nevis between the 18th and 23rd of December, what will be in store. Of course, Karna will have a commentary for us, and then we'll have an open line type. But among other things, we'll speak about Kyrie Irving, and we'll also speak about Sophia Rosen, that's a university student out of Kentucky. And of course, you too can be a part of the conversation, 563-999-3693. And you can have your say. You can have your own topic as well. But for now, I'm not even sure if I'm being audible at this time. Computer is flicking on and off, back and forth. So,
okay, if you can hear me, I can hear you. I'm hearing you all along.
Okay, very good. I can hear you. Yes, but and the computer is not allowing me to play a song. It's not coming to a phone at this time. So,
okay.
Do about this here with you, so faithful. We can do that, and we will be up and running.
Okay, I got you with Aaron Neville.
Okay, that's fine.
Ooh.
of a thumb that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost. Oh, now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I see through many days, just toil and snares. I have already come. This fall, and grace shall lead me home.
Good morning to Kathleen over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Pleasant good morning to you. And Kathleen, as much as is on, we'd like to hear her voice. She can become audible. We can hear what's happening in the Twin City, New York, New York. Good morning. Good morning, Matrice. And how are you doing this morning? Okay, we're not hearing Matrice. And if that's not the case, let's go here.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Okay, good morning, Matrice. How are you doing? Hallelujah. You can hear your voice, and it's loud and clear. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, thank you. And how are you?
I am alive, keeping my head above water. It's 6 feet above ground, not 6 feet under. So for that, I'm thankful and I'm giving thanks.
That's good.
So how is Mama Bobsy?
Mother Bobs, she's doing okay. She sends her love. And, you know, it's a beautiful, rainy, sunny morning here in our neighborhood. Degrees and warm for us, for change. Our last warm day for the month. After this, we're going deep into winter.
Ooh. So, all right. You have to have
and enjoy this day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Long jump, coats, and everything is good like that. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, freeze yourself to death. We're standing by for Barbara. I think she's up for prayers this morning. So we're standing by for that 678 number. Panel is the engineer today. Behind the scene, we're waiting.
Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning to the fans and listeners around. Hope you're all having a good morning wherever you are. May God bless you all.
Good morning, Marjorie. Hoping that you can completely enjoy your cool, hot, warm weather. You got sunshine, you got cold, you got rain, you got it all.
Everything in one.
Okay.
All right.
So while we're waiting for Barbara,
Hold on. We're gonna have Barbara said before you see this morning.
Okay.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks for your goodness, your mercies, and your love. Lord, we adore you. We thank you for another day of life and health and strength. Lord, we just commit this program into your hands, dear God. To you be all the glory, the honor, and praise. Lord, we pray for those who may be listening at this time, dear God. Lord, who will be going through a difficult time. Even with this storm, Nicole, that just passed, oh God, we pray that you would, Father, help them to know that you're the God of all comfort, and dear God, that you are always there for them. We pray for those who are suffering at this time with any diseases and illnesses, dear God, help them to know their Father, and be reassured that you are the great healer. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for everyone that will be participating on this program today, including Cardinal, oh God. Lord, I just commit him into your hands to their Father, that your perfect will be done in his life, that he will continue to know how much you love him and that how much you have a great plan for his life. I pray for my husband, Ivor, too, oh God, as I commit these men of God into your hands, their Father, I pray that you would continue to do a work in their lives, that they will continue to give all the glory and the praise to you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for the listening audience today, those who are incarcerated too. We pray for Marjorie, oh God. I pray that you continue, oh God, to put your healing hand upon her and help her to know that you love her and their Father. Help her to realize that you're the God that comforts. You're the healer, oh God. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. And we thank you for what you're going to do today again. And we ask all these things. I also pray for Kathleen, too, as I remember her, too, oh God. Thank you for her, too, oh God, and I pray that you continue to pour your blessings upon her. So we commit everything into your hands today, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, with that, we have to really, really give thanks. That's a powerful prayer there, Marjorie. You're getting it doubled all over.
Yes, I'm a godly child.
I can see that you're highly favored. You're blessed as well. Wow.
Yes.
That's,
amen.
That's good. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Regardless to what situation we find ourselves in, God is good. Children of God, He promised He'll never leave you. And He promised He'll never forsake you. So whatever you are going through today, I want you to know that He's going through that with you. He's there with you. Abigail, tell us a little bit about who's on the Lord's side. Not for weight of glory, not for crown and palm. Enter we the army, raise the warrior's palm. But for love that claimeth lives for whom he died, he whom Jesus nameth must be on his side. By thy love constraining, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. That's the reason why we are partnering together to share these devotions, or rather to share the word of God. Why? Because we are on the Lord's side, and we are in his army, and we want others to know about God, can help them, and will help them if they would just cry out to him. That morning I told you that I will share with you that there is no position that the failure of faith is impossible. Why would you say that? Well, let me explain. Samson was a judge of Israel. Samson was very strong physically. He began with a strong faith in God, obeying the Lord. But Samson fell. Remember the scripture? He that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. You see, you could be a priest or a preacher, a pastor or a pulpiteer, a bishop or an elder, a deacon or a beacon, a young or old believer, a teacher, or even one who is taught. It matters not who you are or what you are doing. It matters not where you are going or where you came from. If you are not careful, one can and will fall. Be careful as you walk with the Lord. Now, Paul encouraged Timothy in his second letter, in chapter 4, and he said something to Timothy that we all need to pay attention to. He said to him, no man that warreth. In other words, he's looking at Timothy as a soldier. He said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Now, to entangle yourself, I could think of when I had animals. Sometimes the animal, especially the goats, they would be all tangled. Take the rope and all tangled up in the bush around trees. Sometimes I remember when I was growing up, there was a weed we called whist will start from the ground and it will get around a tree, especially a bark tree. And it will just whine around the tree. Sometimes the bark tree will grow and the whist will cut into it. I know of yellow dad. You throw one piece of yellow dad on a tree in a few weeks' time, you see the whole place covered with yellow dad and the tree begins to die. The yellow dad, the whistle tangles with the tree. So he said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. The affairs of this life entangles men, entangles believers, those soldiers that are working for the Lord. He said, you don't entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. It is the one who have chosen us to be soldiers, that's the one that we should please. He said, this was something that Samson failed in paying attention to. he began to think of pleasing himself. In Judges chapter 14, verse 1 to 4, and then in Judges chapter 14, verse number 7, you would find there that Samson was that man that loved to please himself. If he had thought of what he was doing, he no doubt would not have found himself in as much trouble that he found himself in. As we look at Judges 16, we notice Samson's entanglement with the pleasures of the world. He went into the company of those who were seeking to destroy him. But it's what he did. He allowed his sinful nature to control him. In Judges 16:1, then went Samson to Gezer and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. Now, from the time you hear a man going in unto a harlot, you don't hear those titles these days. You don't hear them. But he went in unto a woman that take men in unto her. He went in unto a harlot, and you and I know that that's a bad choice. Who did? A judge of Israel. When the men of that city, in verse number 3, they sought the king in the morning. But notice what Samson did. He left at midnight, tore off the gate of the city and the two doorposts and put them on his shoulders and went with them. He knew that they were out there keeping him to kill him when he come out from with this woman. They were waiting until morning, but Samson came out through the night, midnight. Guys might have been, some must have been asleep. And when Samson came out, he went to the gate. He took off the gate, went to the pool. He pulled up the pool. He put him on his shoulder, and he left with them. As when the guys would get up, he would see all of this done and know that Samson had left. Again, Samson found another woman who he said he loved her. Her name was Delilah. She set him up, put him to sleep in her lap, and called the Philistine to cut his ear. And that was it. Now, one of the things as believers we must be careful with is found in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 16. This will cause your faith to fail. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, the lust of the flesh has to do with the desires the body goes after, things of the flesh. These present themselves as temptation. The lust of the eye is a desire to possess what we see. It is to covet that which one sees that we must be careful with. And the pride of life, this has to do with pride itself that leads to an arrogant boasting. One can say pride in itself. Now, when one plays to the tune of the devil, of course you will know that one must understand that dance will be according to the tune. Another way to put it is, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. May I say to you that no believer is immune from Satan's attack. If one takes his or her eyes off God, it is very possible to experience the failure. So what are we to do? If we do not want our faith to fail, then we must keep our eyes on the Lord. Now, this can happen to the best of us. And you know, what I'm doing is encouraging people, encouraging believers, even if you are backslidden, to come back to the Lord. And I'm using some characters from the Word of God to show you how easy it can be done. Yes. There is no position where the failure of faith is impossible. None. We are not immune. And even to think that this can't happen to me. Lord, you spoke to us again. And you are out here speaking to somebody. Somebody, Lord, is strengthened. Somebody is coming back home. Somebody is praying the prayer and asking you to forgive them. Somebody, no doubt, is crying. Somebody is sorrowful. Someone saw their need. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I'm coming home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Don't forget, click that button. Hey, partner, share the word. Let's get it across the globe. You are doing a great job. Thank you for your assistance.
Here we go. That's Pastor Webster out of Anguilla. A powerful message there for us here on Caribbean Global Voices this morning. Yes, indeed, you are in tune to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and we are going to be here until high noon. Well, folks, want to say a special good morning here to Hawa over there in Margate. And the song is coming in just for her. Barbara has requested this song for her. Have a listen.
Oh,
Morning Entertainment Show. I want to say good morning to Leanne over there in Southern Tallahassee. And we know Dennis is over there in Southern California in his PJs. He's in his PJs at this time, believe it or not. And another request is coming in, especially for Hawa. Is the place there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you.
creates more benefit than walking. Walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, actually reduces the rate of people becoming diabetic by over half. We have an epidemic of diabetes in this country. The number of diabetics has doubled, and people with diabetes now use over 40% of the healthcare dollars spent by Medicare. We could cut the number of new diabetics by more than half if people simply walked that half hour a day, 5 days a week. The benefits of walking are so good that they are hard to believe. We are far less likely to have strokes, heart disease, and hypertension when we walk. Women who walk have a 43% reduction in the risk of stroke. Walking reduces hypertension. The body has over 100,000 miles of blood vessels. Those blood vessels are more supple and healthier when we walk. Walking is clearly what our body is designed to do. We resist disease more effectively when we walk. Walking cuts the risk of chronic conditions, and walking also improves our body's ability to resist cancer and recover from cancer. Women who walk have a 20% lower likelihood of getting breast cancer and a 31% lower risk of getting colon cancer. Men who walk are two-thirds less likely to have a positive biopsy for prostate cancer and a 60% lower risk of colon cancer. Men who do have prostate cancer who walk have a 46% lower mortality rate than men with prostate cancer who don't walk. Women with breast cancer who walk have a 50% reduction in the recurrence rate. Walking in adolescents cuts the risk of breast cancer in postmenopausal women by more than 60%. Body needs to walk. We have better internal chemistry when we walk. We're significantly less likely to catch a cold when we walk. And people who walk that 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, have a 46% shorter symptom time for their colds. Walking has shown to reduce the cell deterioration in the brain for people who are genetically at high risk of Alzheimer's. Walking actually increases brain health and the size of the brain for walkers over the age of 60. Walking can have a major positive impact on depression. Several studies have shown that walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, has had a more positive impact than some of the antidepressant medications, and has significantly increased the effectiveness of those medications. People who walked were also significantly less likely to be depressed after a year. Walking creates positive neurochemicals, and it is the easiest health improvement strategy to maintain over time. It doesn't take very much equipment to walk. We don't need to run or jog or swim to get the benefits of walking. The human physiological need to walk is a basic need that we can meet by just walking. Walking strengthens the heart. Walking strengthens our bones. Walking half an hour a day has health benefits that exceed the benefits of losing 20 pounds. In fact, an overweight person who walks can have lower health risk than a thin person who is inert. The health risks of being inert are just becoming known, and they are considerable. Lancet Magazine and the National Institutes of Health have all endorsed walking as one of the very best things we can each do for ourselves. Harvard School of Public Health and the Mayo Clinic have saluted the benefits of walking. The medical evidence for walking is huge, and it is growing. The very best news might be we don't have to walk that 30 minutes every day in one straight period of time. We can break it up and still get full benefits. We can walk 15 minutes twice a day and get the same health benefits. Two 20-minute walks would be optimal for some people. So planning our day around finding those two 15-minute walk times is a lot easier than having to find time to walk the full 30 minutes in one uninterrupted time slot. We all need to walk. We owe it to ourselves to walk. We can be healthier and stronger and happier as people when we can walk. There are no magical cures or silver bullets. There is no guarantee that doing any particular thing will work for any given person. But when you look at all of the data about Alzheimer's and stroke and diabetes and depression, and when you
all of those bad things. It's pretty hard for anyone who cares about their own health not to look very hard at how walking can become a major part of what we do. Bodies really are made to walk, and our bodies need to walk. We are not the strongest creatures on this planet. We aren't the biggest or the fastest, and we aren't the best swimmers. We can't jump very high, and we can't fly at all. But no other living creature walks as well as we do. Walking is our gift. Walking is our strength. Walking makes us strong. So hey, let's walk. Be well.
Carpenter by trade, and even though he was the son of God, he worked and he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally.
Yep, that's the door buttons out of Nevis there. We're having a little bit of hiccup here. I mean, from my end, the carpenter, the door buttons. Again, folks, this is the Saturday morning entertainment show. And indeed, we're going to be here until high noon in our neck of the woods. You know, time has changed. And we are now 1 hour behind those in the Eastern Caribbean. So for that, we just want to say stick and stay. When we say 12, add 1. It means you're going to be until 1 o'clock in the morning. And folks, don't forget we're here every Saturday morning from 9 until 12, each and every Saturday morning. And of course, at 10 o'clock, we're going to be having sports. David Maitland will be coming your way to tell us all about what's happening. We know the Men's World Cup 20. Finals has been all come together. We'll hear much more about that at the top of the hour. So stick and stay, folks. Again, let's give the door buzzers another shot. Thought Cardinal would have done that.
Build me a home in glory.
their home in glory land. For 2,000 years we've been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world might own great mansions, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. Yes, the carpenter is building me a home. The carpenter is building me a home. I want to go there. He's building me a home. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory.
Yes, indeed, the Doe brothers out of Nevis. And they would say straight out of Nevis and singing the Carpenter. Well, folks, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have quotes at 10:45. Dawn and Debbie from Antigua Care. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be having Mr. Moulton Esdale. He will be accompanied by Dr. Joan Evelyn this morning, and they'll be here to tell us about the Charleston Secondary Class of 72 reunion, and they'll be telling us all about the activities between December 18th and the 23rd. So folks, they can say, don't you dare go away. And again, they say on top of sports, we know what we're going to be having to rule the roost. India has been knocked out, so I can just go ahead and just let the folks who are wondering know. India is gone. West Indies has been gone a long time. And Australia, well, they were never in it, if you were to judge from their performance. But along the way, New Zealand, neighboring to Australia, whom a lot of us on the Sunday show, the cricket show, would have thought by virtue of them being acclimatized, they would have maybe eased through. But Simon once told me that cricket is not played on the radio either. It's played on the field of play. So you're going to hear much more of that, trust me, tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. But for now, comes your way at 10 o'clock. Celine Dion and R. Kelly not giving me justice here. Nope. Not getting justice from them. I think the computer here is acting up somewhat, so let's see if we can do that again. Celine Dion and R. Kelly, I am your angel. Let's give it another shot. It says, no, we are not going
to. Okay, all right, well, let me try.
Okay. Yeah, come on in, God.
Okay,
yeah, we're waiting. The whole time.
I seem to have.
Lean down.
Okay, let me try something else. Let's see what happens. Put that people bright now, you think of that.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? I can open your eyes.
Folks, we are coming to the end of our inspirational portion. We have time for one more song. And then we will be heading on into sports. So, Tanul is getting something here ready for us. We'll just close it out.
I'm thinking...
Doing something for the outside.
Something seemed to have to be going on with that particular bit of music. Either the
So play something. Play.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Well, we don't hold radio. We got to just fill the space and come on in. Let's go a whole new world. That was Tiba Bryson and Regina Bell. You would have heard them with a whole new world. Beautiful song.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. With all my life you have been faithful. Oh yes you have. With all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the goodness of God.
indeed. Right now we're going to wrapping our ears around David Mate.
David, you have come to wipe away our tears, my tears, Leon's tears, Jason Patel's tears, Dennis Heath's tears. All of us.
If you can hear me, your voice is very low.
Okay, well, I will give way to Mr. David Mason, and I hope that he too will be wiping away his tears because his beloved India were booted off of the center stage, just like West Indies would have done. Does it make a difference whether you were booted out in the preliminary round or the semifinal round? David is here to tell us all about it. Come on down, David.
Hey, good morning, Ivo. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning,
Good morning, Audrey. David.
Good morning, Martrice, Lynette, Barbara. Good morning to the listeners.
Alone to cry by himself. You must say,
good morning,
Dennis.
Sorry, Dennis, good morning. Dennis, good morning to the listeners, wherever they are. Good morning, good evening, good night, good afternoon. We'd like to say welcome to the entertainment show, if you are listening. I'm here. If you'd like to start, I will touch on the king. I just got the throne later on here, but this morning I'm going to start out to say the fans are sitting back waiting as the World Cup, Football World Cup starts in 8 days time. So we're all sitting here, one big showpiece is the going off stage this Sunday, and the next one will be coming in on Sunday. Also, Barclays Premier League will take a break while the World Cup will be in full swing. So we started with the games this morning with Brentford beating Manchester City 2-1. Liverpool is presently up against Southampton, 1-0 right now. And the rest of the Saturday morning games are Bournemouth versus Everton and West Ham versus Leicester City. These are all 10 o'clock matches. Tottenham versus Leeds and Nottingham Forest versus Crystal Palace. In 12:30 game, you're going to have Wolves versus Arsenal. No, I'm sorry. The 12:30 game is Newcastle versus Chelsea. And Wolves and Arsenal will play at 2:45 from tomorrow. You have Brighton against Aston Villa. And then Fulham and Manchester City is at 11:30 at Brighton. Aston Villa is at 9. So that would take care of what's happening in soccer. Now we go to what's happening in cricket here locally. We start with the US Open will start on December 5th. Central Broad Regional Park, where all the superstars and will be flying in to play into that tournament. So the listeners here in South Florida, stand by for that. On the local competition here, starting today, Palm Beach Gladiator versus Underdogs. That is at 11 o'clock. That game is at Brian Piccolo North. And then tomorrow, you have a slew of games. Challengers versus South India Tuskers. That's at 9 o'clock, and that's Trade Winds. 10 o'clock at Brampicalo Park South is Ambassador versus Coconut Creek. At the sports park is BCC Ignite versus Tropics International. And then Florida Tigers versus Eagles at Brampicalo North. And Southampton just scored against Liverpool, so the scores is now tied 1-1 apiece. Florida Tigers, that's it, versus Eagles at Brampicalo North. At Central Broad Regional Park Field 3 and 4, you have Atlantic versus Florida Cricket Academy. And then for St. Lucie, you have St. Lucie versus Tufan. That's a 10 o'clock game. And then Titans versus South Florida Sunrisers. That's at John Prince Park. U.S. Cricket Academy versus West Palm Beach United, and that's at Mack Ground at 2:30. Tritons versus Strikers at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2. And at 2:30, also St. Bess will play Kendall Star, and that is at Trade Winds Park. So that's what's happening locally, Ivan. Now we turn to the West Indies Super 50. The West Indies Super 50. And the scores are so hard to come by, Ivor. You have to pull key to try and find some of these games, because when you look at Quick Info, it says it's not covered. Now, we looked at the game between Leeward Islands versus West Indies Cricket Academy. Leeward won by 4 wickets, 23 balls to spare. Am I looking at the... Yeah. Okay, so the Cricket Academy, West Indies Cricket Academy, 211 with Akeem Agusti getting 44. Joshua James getting 73. And the 73 came from 77 ball with 5 sixes and 2 4. Leonardo Julian, he getting 27. With Kevin Wickham getting 18. And Kevlan Anderson getting 11. Also, Ashmi Ned getting 11 also. Bowling for Leeward, Coffee James getting 4 for 39 from 10. And Shino Bridge getting 2 for 18 from 4. And Leeward's batted, they made 213 for 6. With Tamara Hamilton, this is the skipper, and the wicketkeeper getting 91 not out. And 91 balls with 10, 4, and 3 sixes. Casey Carty getting 34. Aiden Walsh getting 26. And Karen Powell getting 18. So those were the main scorers here in that game, Ivor. As I said, Lee was won by 6 wickets. The next game was Jamaica versus, let me see if I can find that game, the Ivor. Jamaica versus, they have Leewards again? Why didn't we have Leewards twice? I guess maybe some other game that maybe a older game, Ivor, that was giving the score. But Jamaica plays the Leewards Islands. Leewards made 207. In 48.5 overs, with Gemma Armington getting 54. Terrence Ward getting 32. Jeremiah Lewis getting 31. And those were the main contributors there. They're 207. Bowling for Jamaica. Dennis Bulai getting 3 for 46. Steve Salmon getting 2 for 32. Sheldon Cottrell getting 2 for 6 or 5. And Nicholson Gordon getting 2 for 38. And when Jamaica batted, I guess this is a rain-affected game because they were 182 for 6. They won by 4 wickets by a DLS. With Brandon King getting 87 with 8 fours and 3 sixes. Chadwick Walton getting 41. And Skipper Rothman Powell getting 27 knocked out. Bowling for the Leewards, Colin Archibald getting 2 for 30. Daniel Durham getting 2 for 16. Those are the main wicket-taker there. So as I said, Jamaica won by some 6 wickets, by some 4 wickets. Now we come to the king of cricket, and I thought they were going to give them the trophy before the final was done, and they would have gone back to India with it without playing a game, because they're the king and they should have won a commission. But I know they got a royal beating the other day from England, and that was a game to see. See the Indians, them walking off with their heads down. Everybody is shocked. They couldn't believe what had happened. In that semifinal, England won the toss and asked India to bat. They made 168 for 6, which I thought was a very competitive total with the bowlers that they have, but I guess it was not enough. In that 168, Hardik Pandya getting 63 from 33 balls with 4 fours and 5 sixes. Virat Kohli getting 50. Rohit Sharma getting 27. Bowling for England, Chris Jordan getting 3 for 43. When England batted, they make 170 without loss, with Josh Butler getting 80 knocked out. He has some 9, 4, and 3 sixes. And Alex Hales getting 86 knocked out from 47 ball. He had 4 fours and 7 sixes. I mean, the king of cricket was beaten all ends up. And he's back home in India crying right now. They were interviewing Dravid, asking if, because those guys do not play into the regular T20 tournaments around the world, if that had anything to do, especially in Australia and other things. And Dravid was saying that West Indies, he doesn't want what happened to the West Indies, happened to India, by those guys playing, it would destroy their domestic competition. It's played right in the middle of their domestic competition. So I guess they're looking at it from that point of view, why none of those players are allowed played anywhere else in the world either. So, as I said, we're looking forward to the final. May not play, or they play. Hopefully 10 overs this coming Sunday will decide the winner. That's to play instead of 5. They now have for the final 10 overs to decide a game, so let's hope we can get a game in tomorrow. If not, they have Monday as a makeup day, or if they have to fall back to a double chance. So we'll be waiting with bated breath to see Pakistan taking on England tomorrow. All right, Iva, that's going to do it for me. Actually, I'm here trying to make some curry chicken that the queen asked me to make. So I got to run to try and finish up this because she'll be leaving in a little while, taking it with her to an event that she got to go. So once he said she needs me to make something, I got to move because she's the one who runs the house. I just follow orders. So I would like to say to the listeners, until next week, we'll talk again. And they all, just one thing, Ivor, yesterday was Veterans Day in the U.S. Today is Remembrance Day in England. I mean, war does not, war does not solve anything. It only creates a lot of heartache. A lot of people got killed with these wars. So I just wanted to say that we need to live in more peace and unity. Over there, we still have a war raging over there in Ukraine.
Okay, before you go, David.
Yeah.
Before you go, just say it like Barry Hammond. War has no winner.
Yeah.
The thing is that doesn't mind that it doesn't have no winner. Somebody profits from it. So you just follow the money trail and you understand why we have war.
Yeah.
War is about people protecting fine and seeking and protecting their financial interests. War is never about the freedom of a people. It's always about, to begin with, it's always about protecting the financial interests of a few. And I wanted to and I also want to clarify one more thing. The Super 50 is divided into two groups. In Group B, there's Barbados, Jamaica, the Leeward Islands, and the Cricket Academy. In Group A, is Guyana, the Windward Islands, Trinidad and Tobago, and Combined Campuses. The reason why you were seeing Leeward Islands playing the Academy twice is because they have played them before and won. So they won two games. Leeward Islands won two games against the Academy and one against Jamaica. The last, Leeward Islands lost their second game against Jamaica. So that's why you were seeing them twice. The Leeward Islands game against Barbados did not get them back because that game got washed up. Okay, so in each group, they play each other twice.
Okay, Cardinal, okay, I can't say that thing before, but as I said, you know, I can't understand why we have a domestic competition and we're looking on kicking four, and said the game is not covered, the scores are hard and difficult to come by, man.
For some reason, kicking four does not bring us the scores from the regional competition in the Caribbean. And sometimes it doesn't even bring us the List A matches. That, like, when a team comes in, you know, sometimes you have a President 11 playing a touring team. They don't bring that either. They do it for Australia, for England, for Britain, and for India. They don't do it for the Caribbean. So, for some reason, cricket for take that position.
All right, Denver. Then we want to thank you for coming.
If we get an opportunity to talk about the Kyrie Irving affair, David, I would really like you to come back in and hear your voice. I think it's on the schedule for this, but we don't know if we're going to get that.
Listen, there's two things in America that you do not talk about: is the Jews and
the LGBTQ community. Or that's a cardinal sin here if you go touch any of those cardinals. So that's all I'd say on that.
Okay, we hear you. We hear you.
All right, so gentlemen, I got it. The queen had asked me to make something here, so I got to try and get back to this thing here. So I'll finish it up if we can have it on time to go where she got to go. All right, guys, I don't know for Ivor if Ivor is the one who runs this house. I know I don't run this house until she's not here. When she's not here, then I'll boss the furniture around, tell them, move it, let's go, and things like that.
We understand you, David.
Getting you loud and clear. All right, well, that's where we're going to be jumping off this sports train, and we're going to go straight on to Cardinal. Go ahead and say hi and hello to the special fans, and we go straight into birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments my Ruby son, Mr. Audley Watson. Cardinal.
Yes, that was David. That's why he's King David. He tells you who the boss is, man. He ain't like Ivor. Yes, let me say good morning to the special fans, to all the fans to begin with, and then to the special fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And I begin with the people up in New York, saying good morning to Mertris, who was in with us earlier this morning. She probably still is. Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bubsy Nisbet. As Mertris indicated to us this earlier this morning, they were having beautiful weather. It was 68 degrees. That's beautiful for New York, rainy and clear. So enjoy the weather, but if you need it, we've got sunshine here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin. Alma was having problems earlier getting into the show, but I think she got caught up and not remembering that there has been a change in time. There's a change in time, Alma. We get in at 10 o'clock. And not 9 o'clock. So when we say it's 10 o'clock, they're just coming behind us at 9. So just remember that, and you'll get in on the show on time. Alma was a little antsy this morning because she couldn't get to hear the show. Alma is our special fan. Good morning to you over there in St. Martin. I hope the boat ride was great. We didn't hear about it. We heard about it before. We didn't hear about the aftermath. And usually we think that, okay, well, if Irma didn't announce the aftermath, we wonder if it went as good as we hoped that it would. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos.
Well,
over
let me jump in there with
Irma.
Let me represent, Colonel. Let me represent.
Okay.
Irma said the boat ride went well. She said the boat ride went well. She said we're boat riding.
Okay.
Okay. Case closed.
Irma. Good morning to you. Good morning to Carlos, and good morning to all the good passing people over there in St. Martin. I'm going to St. Kitts, but I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. I haven't heard her for the morning, but I know she's somewhere around. Good morning, Lynette. I'm going to think that you're having as great a weather as Mertris is having up there in New York. The rain has been very generous to us in the last couple of days. We can't complain. The grass is green. It's a little cooler. We're finally getting the coolness of the what the temperate countries call the fall season. We're finally getting the coolness of it. Prior to that, it was pretty hot. Good morning to Mr. Renford Doar over there on the island of Nevis and his staff there at the 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Hope you're having a great time with us. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to the UK. And David has just told us that Liverpool is tied with whom? Whichever team they're playing. We only remember Liverpool because Omel is our special fan. And Omel is also a fan of Liverpool. So she's sitting on the edge of her seat this morning hoping that Liverpool would come through, and she would love to see Liverpool go up in the table. She can't afford to face the fact that Liverpool is below Chelsea in particular, and Chelsea is Leon's favorite team. So we have that rivalry here. Leon and Omel as to who's ahead. Good morning, Omel, and hope that you're having a time enjoying the play and looking at Liverpool and hoping that Liverpool wins this one today. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to King Elimad. Good morning, brother, and hoping that you are doing well. Armel just popped in to say, hey, Liverpool is back in front again. That's all I got to say. She's counting on it. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity Tiffany, brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Enjoy the day off. I'm going to go on to this down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. And I'm hoping that you're better. You're keeping up with the glad tidings of Leeward Islands cricket. I know you're going to love that. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Barbara, Monique, and Yvette. Hoping that they are having a great time today. They celebrated their Veterans Day today? Yesterday? I don't know if they did. But, you know, in all that area, they are kind of come out of the week, come out to the weekend with a kind of bittersweet moment because their candidate lost her second time for governor. Well, cheer up. She's going to have other moments. Maybe the next time around. They say, what, three times is a charm? The third time is a charm? Well, let's hope that's for you. Good morning to you. I'm going to go and say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. Good morning. I have not heard from her in the last couple of days, so I have not had a laugh. But wherever she is, I know things are going to go well because she is smiling. Good morning, Yvonne, and good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go straight into it and give you the greetings, anniversaries, and historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Those are the notes for today, November 12th. 2022. We are in the 300. This is the day number 316 of 2022. Out of the West Indies, we've got Devon Thomas out of Antigua, Kevin Stout out of Barbados, out of Pakistan, Shaquille Ahmed Jr., Shadab Kabir, Mohammed Aslak. Out of India, we have Bharat Raddy. Out of Australia, Kristen Pike, a female cricketer, and Wendy Weir, also a female cricketer. Out of England, Abigail Freeborn. Out of Scotland, Ryan Watson. Out of South Africa, Dudley North and Dinesha Devnarine. Today is the birthday of sportscaster Al Michaels. He's 78. Rock musician Booker T. Jones. NBA All-Star Russell Westbrook, actress Tamala Jones, singer Tevin Campbell, figure skater Tanya Harding. You remember her? She brought us some fame when... Okay. Yep. It was she the one who delivered the assault or... Yeah. They delivered the assault on Nancy Kerrigan. You remember that big scandal? Oh, man.
Yep.
In sports. Okay. Sammy Sosa. The great baseball player out of the Dominican Republic competing for what? Some record with some other baseball player. I'm not a baseball fan, so I mean, don't remember, they need to remember all the facts with some specificity. But the last time I saw Sammy Sosa, he looked kind of pink. And somebody said he looked like a bottle of Pepto Bismol. I don't know if that's what Sammy Sosa looked like, Steve. But gymnast Nadia Comaneci, you remember her as well. Actress Anne Hathaway. Neil Young musician, songwriter, and singer, guitarist out of Canada. American boxing heavyweight champion Michael Mora, American actress Grace Kelly, Grace Kelly, who became the Princess of Monaco, a screen actor. In 1439, Plymouth, England, becomes the first town incorporated by the English Parliament. In 1723, Ambrose Godfrey patents a gunpowder-fueled fire extinguisher system in England. In 1775, General George Washington forbids recruiting officers from enlisted black troops. The Honorable George Washington said, "We don't want no niggas in our troops." Okay. In 1799, Andrew Ellicott makes the first known record of meteor shower observation in the U.S. from a ship off the coast of the Florida Keys. In 1880, the best-selling American novel, Ben-Hur, I'm missing that out. Okay, Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ by soldier Lew Wallace was published. In 1892, Pudge Heffernan receives $500 to become the first professional football player in the Allegheny Athletics Association. In 1910, the first possible movie stuntman jumps into the Hudson River from a burning balloon. In 1920, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis elected the first baseball commissioner by team owners. In 1923, Germany, Adolf Hitler is arrested for attempting to seize power during the Bayhall Putsch coup. In 1933, the first NFL football game is on Sunday at Philadelphia Forbes Field. The first sporting event on a Sunday had been, before that, sporting events on Sundays had been illegal. The Pirates lost the Brooklyn Dodgers 32-0. In 1948, Japanese Prime Minister Hideki Tojo sentenced to death for war crimes by a crimes trial tribunal. In 1953, David Ben-Gurion resigns as Prime Minister of Israel. In 1965, Ferdinand Marcos elected 10th President of the Philippines. In 1966, Buzz Aldrin takes the first space selfie, a photo of himself performing extravehicular activity in space during the Gemini program. 1970, Cyclone Bola makes landfall in East Pakistan, what is now Bangladesh, killing up to 5,000 people and making it the deadliest tropical cyclone ever recorded. 1975, American Supreme Court Justice William Douglas retires after 36 years. In 1977, New Orleans elects its first black mayor, Ernest Dutch Morrill, in 1982. KGB chief Yuri Andropov succeeds Leonid Brezhnev as the leader of the Soviet Union. He died 15 months later in 1984. In 1985, Richard Hadley takes 15-123 for New Zealand in a match against Australia at Brisbane. In 1990, the World Wide Web is first proposed by CERN computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee and Robert Callio. In 1995, the last day of Test cricket for New Zealand batsman Mark McGrath. He died earlier last year, I think, if I recall. And in 2008, the 42nd County Music Association Award, Kenny Chesney, Carrie Underwood, and Brad Paisley win. In 2015, Out magazine names Barack Obama as Ally of the Year. Obama becomes the first U.S. sitting president to pose for a cover of a gay magazine. That's an honor. In 2018, former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama publishes her memoir, Becoming. Now, I want to give you a couple of other historical notes that I consider important enough to be included. In 1775, upon hearing that England rejected the Olive Branch Petition, which was an attempt to relax tensions between Britain and the colonies of the and the American colonies, Abigail Adams wrote to her husband, John Adams, and remember, John Adams was the second president of the United States after George Washington, the same one who I just told you said he didn't want any niggers in his army. Abigail Adams says to her husband, let us separate. They are unworthy, and she's speaking of the British now, and they are British as well. Remember that. Let us separate. They are unworthy to be our brethren. Let us renounce them, and instead of supplications as formerly for their prosperity and happiness, let us beseech the Almighty to blast their counsels and bring to naught all their devices. Okay? That's Lady Abigail Adams writing to her husband. Now, in 1968, on the 12th of November, 1968, news broke by an investigative journalist, Seymour Hersh, about an incident which became later known as the Miley Massacre, in which it was discovered that U.S. soldiers killed up to 500 Vietnamese civilians in a search and destroy mission looking for the members of the North Vietnamese Army. They attacked the village and shot people running from their huts. The only person who has ever been convicted for this crime was Lieutenant William Kelly, who was found guilty of murdering 22 civilians. Now, he was in charge, and he was sentenced to life in prison. But his sentence was later reduced, and he was released from prison in 1974. They make the pretense that they were going to charge people for crimes against humanity, but then release them. Reminds me. Okay, the third thing. 2 months after the fall or the collapse of the Twin Towers, an American Airlines crash while taking off from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, and it crashed in a Queens neighborhood after taking off. Immediately, people began to shout terrorism again, because this was just 2 months. November 12th was merely 2 months after the collapse of the Twin Towers. But watchful eyes were making comparisons as they looked at the difference, compared the consequences of a full American airplane flight with 265 passengers heading to the Dominican Republic, crashed into a building or a house in Queens, and parts of the house remain standing. Now, this house could not have been as sturdy as the Twin Towers, but it did not collapse in a blaze of jet fuel. Gives you something to think about, isn't it? Call it a conspiracy theory. But that leads most people to think that the crash of the plane did not bring down the Twin Towers. Something else or somebody else did. That's my notes, historical notes, birthdays, anniversaries, and celebrations for today, November 12th. And my little commentary. Back to you, Ivan.
Well, there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. Make a better place. Heal the world.
Thank you for that, Cardinal, and right about now, this is the usual time for Dawn and Debbie. Unfortunately, we're not going to be hearing the voices of Dawn, neither Debbie this morning, but of course, we always try to represent them in their absence. Dawn is not Zooming in on us, but she is in a Zoom training, Debbie that is, and Dawn is over in Antigua enjoying 365 beaches. So I'll start it and kind of will finish it. Maybe we can do a duo, because we all know that Antigua and Barbuda, they are twin islands who were once a part of the British Empire. And in 1981 would have decided that we've had enough of you, Britain. Whether it's Britain who would have said we must go. Indeed, they would have had to gain independence, as we all know it to be at this time, and the boast of 365 beaches. Well, of course, Antigua and Barbuda, who inhabited islands, have to stand that we have Redonda and the Booby Island close by, which are not inhabited, so they can boast of having people on those two islands. Well, with over maybe 81,000 people on those two islands. Some people were left behind, whether for the reasons of breaking away from Britain or overpopulated. The fact is that some folks are left behind. Debbie and Dawn, with the organization Antigua Care, decided that none shall be left behind. And they're doing their endeavored best to make sure that all is counted and all is being looked after. Thus, Heal the World, the theme song, is featured here every Saturday right about 10:45 in the morning to let the world know that they too are in need of some mighty, whatever contribution that they can help the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Cardinal, and let's see if he's going to do better than the explorer, Christopher Columbus. No lie. Cardinal, you can finish it.
Yeah, Debbie is unable to come in this morning. Dawn is just leaving Antigua today. Remember, she went to Antigua for a stint to keep checking on, you know, how things are progressing. You know, it's a good thing that you touched on the former association with Britain and part of this empire upon which the sun never set, but somehow the administrators of the empire did not allow the sun to shine on us either. While the sun did not set on its empire, it did not shine. They blocked the sun from shining on them. And so places like Antigua and Barbuda and the rest of the Caribbean have suffered the indignity and infirmities of an oppressive people. I hold no reins in saying that, and I don't care to be careful about saying it either. You know, I know that there are people who are going to be offended. As long as it remains the truth, I would claim no offense. Now, here are Dawn and Debbie trying to fix a matter that they didn't create, but because of a certain sense of humanity, they found it necessary to put energy in and try to clean up a situation that is probably way over their heads. But nevertheless, they are making, they're putting their energy in and they're making a valiant contribution to make life a little bit more comfortable for the people who are at the worst end of this economic spectrum. You know, it gets worse by the day. It gets worse exponentially. More and more people are being wiped out from economic, being able to participate economically in our society. You just go to the grocery store one day after another and check the price of the same thing, and that price has gone up by $2 from last week. Now, that $2 price on that one item, consider that multiplied by every other item in the store. And you know that some people are going to be wiped out completely. So we admire the efforts of Dawn and Debbie. And we don't want, we don't even want to get into the economic formula that makes some people's dollar currency less than others. Currency of the aristocracy is considerably more than the currency of the underclass, even though it's the underclass that provides the value for that currency. Anyway, I can't give you a lesson in economics right now. I just can tell you about the economic hardships that have forced Dawn and Debbie into this effort that they are making. And so we find them commendable as they attempt in their own way to heal the world. So we ask that we give them the assistance that we can. And then Dawn has indicated to me that she thinks that Bruno's Bakery, Iva, she's wondering if Bruno's Bakery is accepting goods for Antigua and Barbuda care. And maybe, you know, while you're in the area, you can check that out and we can offer people an alternative to, you know, submitting their contributions.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Well, the morning and the show. And of course, you're listening to Caribbean Global Voice. And we're standing by for the Carson Secondary School class of 1992. They're going to be coming to tell us their minute of speed is from the 18th to the 23rd of December. Today we're going to be having Mr. Moulton is there, Mr. John Kevin, the group. Oh, stand by for the Mexican world.
Because love.
We need supper. Now, who come with some quelbe, boy? So, folks, again, we are just moments away from hearing Dr. June Evelyn and Mr. Moulton as well. Celia will be standing in the background, and she will be the prompter of this episode. The prompter is Cecilia Wallace. So, Cardinal, how are things going? We can just fill with this. We're just about seconds away from folks coming in. Is everything going on the way as far as we are concerned from our end?
Yeah, I mean, it's progressing. I'm not... there's still a couple of things that I'm struggling to get completed. You know, I'm trying to get some graphics for...
Remember you can't be on the fence, you know. Lina says she's the one who's on the fence, and she likes to be on the fence, especially when she's high up on the fence. So you have to come off the fence and go and get graphics.
Well, Lina,
I don't know.
Lina has a good reason for being on the fence, she says. She says when she's on the fence, she can see both sides. You can see both sides of it, and that's not a bad idea to be in. Okay, there's someone coming in. 823 Ivor.
Yeah, we have Dr. Moulton as well. He's coming in soon to be joined by Dr. Joan Evelyn. That's my understanding this morning. So, folks, we are at the top of the hour. You're in tune to Calvin Global Voices. This episode, the morning entertainment show, and at this time we're going to make way for the Charleston Secondary School class of 1970, and they're going to tell us all what's in store between December 18th and the 23rd and leading up to the 18th as well. Good morning.
Good morning, fine gentlemen, and those in our listening audience. Thank God for all of you today. Thank God for today. And I thank you for the honor of making me a doctor. I wish that's one of my dreams, really. So pray for me that I really get accomplished that goal. But Dr. Janet is with us.
I heard Mr. And, you know, sometimes you can talk things into being. Because Dr. Joan, I understand, Evelyn, should be joining us shortly. So why not just double the doctorate?
Just double up. Yeah, Joan should be on. I think I explained to her exactly how to get on. Joan, are you there? Janet?
What's the prefix? The number?
It might be 315. Is it? Have you seen the 315?
Okay, not as yet. Not as yet.
Okay.
No.
Let me see if I can just send it.
Unless it's unless she's using another number. But just remind her to press the 1, and she would pop
right,
up.
That's what I'm going to remind her, too. Let's see.
Well, Cecilia's in the background. We're going to have her do the prompting today. Cecilia, can you get Dr. Joan Evelyn to just call in? But in the meantime, Esdale will just...
Hello, Joan? Yeah, press yeah, I'm on. Press the 1 so you can get in. Oh, okay then. Okay, right. Okay, sure. Okay, right. Okay, she'll be on shortly. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay,
so I'll go ahead. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to really broadcast, to air, to whatever you want to call it, publicize, populate, whatever it is, this idea of ours getting together.
Let me steal 2 seconds of your time because
you are
a man of your word because I would have heard the pronouncement already been made on 2020 Vision Radio. I was in tune with Ren, so in the morning session I gave a plug there as well. In the morning from 5 until 7 they comes on. And Carlisle Powell already said he has slated a 30 minutes for your guys. So it's well on the way over in Nimes. So the word is
beautiful.
Ren told me he was in touch with you already. So there it is.
Yes.
You are a man of your word. Cecilia, I hope you're listening up.
Okay, great. Great. It's all about making connections and networking. That's what it is. And so, you know, I'm glad for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm really glad to, I'm really proud that it's really been aired in Nevis. That's great. All right. Thank you very much. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate, I guess, the itinerary for those who may not have heard before. And I just like to go through step by step, day by day, the different events that we have planned. The theme that we chose is Impacting the World. And, of course, it was already mentioned, but it's December 18th to the 23rd. It's class of 1972 reunion, and it's for forms 5A, 5B, and 5C. So it's all inclusive. We don't want anybody to feel excluded. All right? And so the event is planned for December 18th. On that Sunday, December 18th, we're having a Thanksgiving service, a meet and greet at 4 o'clock. It's going to be hybrid, so it's going to be a live stream as well as in person. It's at Eden Brown Church of God. The pastor is Pastor Davison Morton. All right, and that's this Sunday. The meet and greet downstairs will be nice. We're going to have a little snacks. I should not give away everything. So come and you'll find out exactly what's going on. Certainly looking forward to having you all. On the 19th, we have planned an island tour starting at 11:30. We're going to meet at CSS Grounds at about 11:15. Hopefully to start the journey by about 11:30. On the 20th, that's the Tuesday, we have a beach party at 1:30 at Paradise Beach in Jessup, St. Thomas's. 1:30 it starts, barbecue and you name it. Again, I don't want to give away anything. Please come and find out exactly. But it's open to anyone. We particularly appeal to our classmates for 1972, the year of 1972. On the 21st, we have a little gathering together at Charleston Secondary School at 11 o'clock. It's going to be Take Me Back, Let's Reminisce kind of thing. I am thinking, I'm not too sure, it's not solidified yet, but maybe we can get in touch with the radio station there and see if we can somehow broadcast it. That's a plan that we have as a plan B. But I'm going to have to negotiate and I guess get back to you on that one. All right. But it's just a time to get together and reminisce. That's going to be the Wednesday at 11 o'clock at CSS. All right. On the Thursday.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Question,
I was going to tell you that Dr. Joan Evelyn is on with us, so you may want to include her this time.
Okay, great. Okay, welcome, Dr. Janet.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay. I was just going through the itinerary. Joan is a part of our team, the core committee, put it that way. And so we welcome her at this time. She's been very influential and very great ideas. As a matter of fact, Joan, I was just on your event, which is a Wednesday, where we're going to have the Take Me Back or the Let's Reminisce at the Charleston Secondary School at 11 o'clock. And I was just trying to mention just now, we might want to even consider Plan B, which is a radio station appeal, I guess, to the audience about where we started and look where we are. But Joan, you want to mention a little bit more since we are there on that issue?
Yes. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thanks for this opportunity. We are so excited about getting together. And, of course, our goal is to get as many people, as many of us, also building an audience. So this event at the school, Take Me Back, again, the plan is that we will gather. We would like as many of the high schoolers to come and, you know, just interact with us. Our initial plan was to do the event around careers. And I was going to lead it based on the work I do here in the U.S. And, of course, the next step would have been, here's where you are. You are in sixth form. What are the next steps regarding college, regarding the world of work, turning into a career? So that didn't work out, but we're still marching on. And as a result, we put our heads together and came up with this Take Me Back. So we will gather. We will reminisce. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, what happened here. We'll talk a little bit about without this stand, where we could not be where we are now. So just interact. And then at the end, we would like to give a gift to the school. So we want to do that 1-2 hours at the most, but, you know, make it fun. And, of course, if we could get one of the radio stations to cover it, that would be just outstanding because we would reach a much wider audience. So that's the plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Janet. Yes, that was very, very, that's a very, 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 very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Wednesday. On the Thursday, we have a 3 hours day. And then the caption says, what? Reading, writing, arithmetic? Man, no. Rest, rejuvenate, and relax. So that's what we have for the Thursday. Just the day open forum. Do anything you want to, especially those who may be coming and making that time a vacation period. You can do whatever you want fun day on that Thursday. And then on the grand finale, we have our banquet. It's scheduled for 7 o'clock, and the venue is the Jessup's Community Center in Jessup's Village, St. Thomas's. We have a promotion going on right now, $50 per person, $50 per person. If you register before, if you purchase a ticket before November 30th, anytime after November 30th, it's going to be $55 per person. So we would like as many people as possible to buy the tickets before the 30th. Please purchase the tickets before the 30th, and you would pay only $50. All right? So that's what we have planned for the week of activities. That's in our itinerary. I just would also try to promote the we have a magazine. It's a souvenir magazine, and in that magazine we have ads, bios, articles, you name it. We have letters. We have a letter already from the Deputy Governor General. I'm going to try to get one from the Ministry of Education on the federal level. So all that's in the plan. And hopefully this magazine will be something that is fun and something that you like to read, something you like to take away, something that as a keepsake. And so we really try to promote that. As many classmates as possible, please, if you're hearing me and you have not gotten in your bio, please, let's get it in. It's just a headshot and about 50 words. We really would entertain that. Please get them in as soon as possible. As a matter of fact, the deadline is gone already, but we'll extend it just for you, our classmates, and anyone else. We also would like sponsors. If there are any sponsors out there, would like to sponsor us because we want to make a sizable, really good donation to the school. And so please join us so we can make a substantial donation to the school and they can use it in whatever category they want to. All right, so thank you very much for your time, and we really certainly appreciate all that you're doing for us. And thank you, gentlemen, for this time that we could hear our views.
Any one
questions,
thing,
any comments?
Morton,
Cardinal?
I know
Esquire?
That. Yes, yes. I know that the campus has changed significantly over the years since we graduated. Do you know if you can find any pictures that would show its transformation from the time we were there until what it is now?
Right. Cecilia and I really made
a nice one.
Yeah, exactly. Cecilia and I made a desperate attempt to see if we can retrieve any pictures and what it was
okay.
like then and compare it to what it's like now. But we're having a hard time, a difficult time getting that. So
okay,
I'm throwing
yeah.
it out there. If anybody has any picture of what the CSS looked like then in the 1960s, 67 to 72, we'd really would appreciate it. It would be very nice for the art, for the booklet, for the magazine. So please,
mm-hmm.
please, I'm throwing it out. If anybody has any picture,
okay.
please let us, any photo, we really would appreciate it. Thank you, Cardinal. That's a good idea.
Yeah, great student, I think so. Mm-hmm. But maybe if we got that announced, maybe somebody needs this, some archive, some place.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking. There must be something in some archive. Or,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this, if I might add quickly, we
sure.
really need to include our teachers. And I know we've
okay.
reached out to them, but again, this is an appeal to please come support us, whether it's the day. Actually, the church service would be the ideal thing from the beginning.
Yes, exactly.
So if they can please,
exactly.
you know, get this message and also say, the last event, that's just going to be a lot of fun. I know, like Moulton said, although, is it Thursday that we're free, Moulton?
Yes, it is. The Thursday, yes.
Yes, yes. So the Thursday, I know some of us, the main committee, for example, we are still going to be out there promoting and trying to get some tickets sold and that sort of stuff. So, you know, but whoever is hearing us, if you know somebody who knows somebody, please just ask the question. Were you in class with Cardinal and Moulton and Roger? You know, I'm naming the good ones.
The good ones. Well, watch
the
it now. Watch it.
Were you in class with them? You know somebody who was in class with them? Please just, you know, put the word out. Tell them to call Cecilia or Moulton. All the information is on there, actually.
Right.
Okay.
And while we're on the idea of teachers, is anybody who taught between 1967 and 72 at CSS? And so that's what it is. All those teachers, we like to include them, as many as
mm-hmm.
possible. Yes, some on the island, so I know some may have migrated, but we really would like to include them. In our celebration.
Okay.
Any question, any comment?
Yeah, Dr. B is here.
Yes, Dr. B.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning,
I'm actually trying to juggle two things here. I have a CME conference online, and also checking with, you know, the committee here to find out what has been updated. So forgive me if I sound a little distracted or something. But right
Sorry.
Now I'm focused.
You're forgiven.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I know once I have that that clarity from Moulton, it's well, it's genuine, and I take it with the fullest.
Well, thank you for the honor. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
All right. Very good. So please, your opinion to the listening audience, please support us for a celebration in December,
uh-huh.
December 18th all the way to December 23rd. Thank you very much. Appreciate it all.
All right.
Well, like I said, on Tuesday morning, you have the number for the radio station, WhatsApp. You can always call in from 5 until 7 in the morning when it's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
5 until 7. They'll give you that plug. And like Cardinal Carlisle Powell has already set aside a half an hour for that Thursday when you guys get in. First half an hour from 8 o'clock. That's gonna be their time. So once you're there, 8 o'clock in the PM. So have some folks there for that duration.
Thank you very much. I have a question.
I understand that your wife is a pastor.
Yes, yes.
How about you? Did you elevate yourself to being a pastor as well?
Well, my wife and I are pastoring a church here in the Bronx. It's Mount Carmel Pentecostal Church. We kind of split the roles. So I'm doing the administrative part and the Bible teaching. She does the preaching. So that we work very well together as a team.
Okay, well, I have to confirm with Wen that you are a pastor because he was not sure about that. So
she's a pastor. She's a pastor. I'm the co-pastor, so put it that way. So we work together.
Okay, right. Okay, well, come in as pastor too because I introduced you as pastor on the show on Thursday when said he was not too sure.
I usually prefer the title elder, and that's what it is, I guess. She goes by pastor in order to separate the two. She's Pastor Judith, and I'm Elder Moulton Esdale, so that's how we kind of separate the two. So most people know me as Elder Moulton rather than Pastor Moulton. So she's Pastor Judith, I'm Elder Moulton.
Well, I'm glad I know a little bit more than Wen. I know you're pastor too, better known as Elder. I'll get
Okay, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I have Cecilia, who's over there in the background, listening.
I have a question. So I know I missed some of this. The tickets, how many different tickets are being sold?
Well, we printed 150, but the accommodation is only 140. Mr. Bailey, Elvin Bailey, who is on the island, he has the tickets. So anybody who wants tickets can obtain the tickets from him. He has all the
tickets.
Okay,
my question. Okay, I got. Now, the tickets are just for one event, correct?
Yes, just for the banquet. Just for the banquet, yeah.
Okay, now, I know we get a discount if we bought them here. How does that work?
Well, it's in on the whole thing. I guess once we just make a call to Mr. Bailey and ask him to reserve, well, it'd be 5, 7, whatever number of tickets. At that discounted price of $50, if you obtain your tickets before November 30th. Is that what your question is?
Yeah, I thought Cecilia was doing that from here, no?
Right, she can also do that. He has the hard copy, he has the tickets, but we can always, you know, notify him that, you know, so-and-so wants 5 tickets or, you know, Jane wants 2, you know, that kind of thing. We'll notify him. And ask to hold those tickets for us.
Okay, so the easiest way to do this is to contact Cecilia, or are you directly involved with that too, or what?
I delegated a little bit of it, but I could be as well.
You did, but
I could
still
be.
Either me or myself.
Right, Cecilia or myself, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
great.
Thank you very much, Dr. Janet, for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. And remember, you have to use my Nevis name, Joan.
I was just about to ask, who is this Janet?
This is Joan Evelyn.
Yeah, Joan, I know you well, of course.
Okay,
But I was a little put off track there with this.
Yes, I got you. It's still me.
Okay. All right.
You know, okay. like a lot of persons in Nevis, when we grew up, like our birth certificate says one thing, and then we went to school as
another name.
Student thing. That's what it is with me. My birth certificate says Janet Joan. And of course, everybody in Nevis know me as Joan. So,
but you know,
it's Joan.
I under, I understand there's a very good reason why that was done, you know.
Oh, really?
Does anybody know? Yeah.
No, I don't. Educate me.
You don't? Well, I can only tell you what I've discovered.
Yeah.
So maybe this would enlighten some of us. In those days, you know, Obia and Ambien spirits that were very much alive. And in order for you to avoid the effects of the jumbie or the spirit or whatever it was, you were given an alternative name to your actual name. So if the jumbie came for Joan, they
are you funny?
No, I'm not. Actually, this
I heard that story too. I heard that story too. Yeah.
Yeah. If the jumbie came for Joan, they would actually know you as Janet, so you wouldn't be affected.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
So
yeah, I heard
that. But,
I've never heard it.
I've heard that it has a lot to do with the record keeping. So you baptize, and then, you know, the person who gave you your name, say, Joan Janet. But then when that was recorded, right, the registrar.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the one I like. That's the one I'm going to stick with. You're not going to make no jumbie jump on me when I go back to Nevis. You know
That is very prevalent in the Hispanic community also, especially in Santo Domingo.
Right.
I've heard that
That's absolutely true. I have a lot of Hispanic students, and I would, he would be Jose when we, you know, he talking to his friends. But then there's something else in the record, and they'll go like, Dr. E, that is not my name. I'm like, sorry.
Right, right. Exactly.
But I've definitely heard that within that community.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks again. Have a
thank
blessed weekend.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys a lot.
Yes.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Morgan.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Out. So long. See you guys later.
Nice. Well, folks, you would have heard it from the Charleston Secondary School class of 1972. That's the fifth forms over in Nevis and their activities, what they're going to be doing from the 18th of December until the 23rd of December. So with that, we have not heard from the listeners yet. But tell us about Irie Irving.
If that is a portion of your commentary, you can get it in there at the same time. Or if you feel like the White University of Kentucky student, Sophia Rosenberg, and that's part of your commentary, we can get that on the way. And we just have, another 30 minutes or so. Let's get that on the way, and we'll invite Lynette in to tell us what's happening over there in the Leeward Island. We're not going to just hold to the Thinkits and Nevis affairs.
It's been a hot topic over the last couple of days with the NBA basketball player who plays for the Brooklyn Nets. I think he plays the position of a point guard by the name of Kyrie Irving. Irving tweeted a link to a documentary that is entitled From Hebrews to Negroes, Black America, Wake Up. In response to Irving's tweet, the Jewish people became very upset and have accused Irving of anti-Semitism. I'm wondering, do you know what anti-Semitism is? Because I really don't, based on these claims. Now, the NBA and the Brooklyn Nets have come down hard on Irving, demanding that he should apologize. And he decided that he won't. They also put out a list of things that he has to do, meet with Jewish leaders, go to sensitivity training, and all this kind of thing. Irving has decided no. So they said, well, if your further membership on the Brooklyn Nets is dependent on you making this apology and going through this list of stuff. Now, I'm wondering, first of all, if that's part of his contract. Is it part of his contract that he shall not say anything that upset anybody? Then, but then again, who is going to determine the meaning of his contract if he is let go before his contract is terminated, has come to its legal end? So they have demanded this apology. Mind you, Irving did not create the documentary. He probably looked at it, liked some of what he said, and suggest that other black people take a look at it. Amazon sells the book that the documentary came from and the documentary itself. Barnes & Noble sells the books and the documentary that comes from the books. And I noticed that there's some group of actors and actresses that have written to Barnes and Noble demanding that Barnes and Noble stop selling the book. Now this is clear censorship. In the meantime,
currently live northeast, southeast, central, southwest, west, or you're outside of the United States.
I'm getting some background noise here. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Panel. Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, but I was getting some background noise here. So, I'm getting it again.
Let's see who's on here with background noise. Okay, Roger. Okay, go ahead. I think you might have been me.
Okay, so this man's livelihood is being threatened. Telling you can't work if you do not conform to what we dictate that you conform to. Now, it has nothing to do with basketball. And the question is, are they going to punish Amazon as Amazon, they described Irving as promoting hatred or promoting anti-Semitism. Now, there are lots of texts out there which talk about black people being the true Jews or the true children of Judah. And a lot of them use biblical quotes to support their claim. Now, what are you going to do? Abolish or burn all those books? Are you afraid to challenge the legitimacy of what they're saying? So, what about those writers and those artists? Is everybody who plays basketball or football or is a musician in the black community forbidden to read any of those books, or else for fear of making the Jewish community upset and everybody else fall in line behind that upset? And this reminds me of a continual thing. When Abdul Rauf protested, the NBA, or the members of the NBA, the black guys in the NBA and the NFL, did not back him up. He lost his livelihood. Okay? When Colin Kaepernick protested, he lost his livelihood. And now the Jewish community, the ADL and all those organizations are jumping up and saying, Kyrie Irving is anti-Semitic because he claims to be the original Jew. He claims to be the original people who are the children. I don't know who else the children of Israel could be. Where did Abraham come from? They say they come in the lineage of Abraham. Where did Abraham come from? Abraham came out of Cush, which is today's Ethiopia. Black man. But because we have been misled and miseducated by the curriculum that has been provided to us, we have been told that the only people who has a claim to being civilized are the people out of Europe, the white people as they call themselves. And that's this group of Jewish people who are now trying to demonize Kyrie Irving came out of that lot claiming a Jewish identity. But that's not new for Europeans. When you say Australian, who comes to mind? Who bears the face of the Australian? White folks. It's not an aborigine. It's not one of the original people of Australia. Who bears the face of Americans? It's not the Navajo or the Cherokee, but white people. They carry the face of America, and everybody else, including the indigenous people, are hyphenated onto that. Now, the Jewish people who are carrying the face of Judaism, they ain't come out of Ethiopia, where Judaism actually, the culture and the religion behind Judaism actually originated. They're not out of Ethiopia. They're out of Eastern Europe. So what is wrong with Kyrie Irving claiming to be the original people who are the descendants of Abraham or the descendants of Judah? What is wrong with that? Did Kyrie Irving do something wrong? Or did he just offend the sensibilities of the people who want to claim this Jewish identity without having the ancestral ties to that identity? No, nobody's saying that they cannot convert to the religion and claim to be Jews based on their conversion. Nobody's saying that. But this group wants to put themselves as the face, the originators, the ancestral line. And so nobody else anybody else that attempts to claim that offends them because they think it's pushing them out of the way. Nobody's pushing them out of the way. And so they're showing you, most of all, what any white person is going to do. That you must realize, as a black person, you got to realize, let me put it this way, you better know your place. You are in this social arrangement as an instrument of labor, so just shut up and dribble, or an item of commerce to be traded for their profit. Same thing. That is consistent with the behavior of white people. Now notice that these Jewish people, they are white when it's convenient for them and Jewish when it's convenient for them. They switch identity as it serves their convenience. And I will bring you an example. If you look for a clip of a conversation between Morgan Freeman and George Wallace, not George Wallace. Is George Wallace? No. I'm calling the wrong Wallace. The Wallace of CBS fame, Mike Wallace. Freeman says to Wallace, I don't want a Black History Month. Wallace says to him, well, why? He said, because Black history is American history, indicating that the history of African people in America should be written into the curriculum for study every day. Then Morgan looks to Mike Wallace, and Morgan says, do you want a White History Month? Then he says, well, why not? And Wallace says, I'm Jewish. See, switch of identity. Mike Wallace has enjoyed the privilege and benefit of a white man in America all his life. And it's okay for him to be a white man at that point. But when it comes to taking responsibility for the atrocities that the white man has inflicted upon everybody else, all of a sudden, he is Jewish. And now, they don't want to take responsibility. They call it anti-Semitism if you mention the role they played in financing the Atlantic slave trade. They get offended and say you're being anti-Semitic. But the historical record is there to show how they financed and the Atlantic slave trade and profited from it, just like the rest of their white counterparts. When Whoopi Goldberg says, hey, that conflict in Europe is what Europeans usually do. It's a European conflict. They get upset about that because Whoopi Goldberg was supposed to say what they say. It's the worst experience of hostility against a people in the life of the planet. When they participated and acted beneficiaries of the worst hostility and terrorism against a people in human history, and that is chattel slavery that created the system of capitalism from which they are and continue to be major beneficiaries. So
all right,
tell them to leave Kyrie Irving alone.
Okay. And folks, I'm sure you'll hear much more about this tomorrow on the Cricket Show at 6 p.m., 6 to 9, and in the Eastern Caribbean will be 7 until 10. Kyrie Irving saga continues. It's going to be in full force when the heavyweight comes in, from 6 until 9 in the p.m. Well, we have Lynette standing by, and we'll get in after In Spite of All.
Just a gleam, but a flicker of light, like I have never seen. The voices of my people tell me that they're reaching maturity. The spirit shows that determination for a new society. Don't play by injustice, misfortune and strain. and constant oppression. I force our change. So we fail to get along. There's one thing we have in common. The oppression we bear
will forge us as one.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that action will have to be taken by we the people ourselves.
Our future stakes can't allow all our
time, efforts and talents to waste. If we open up our eyes, we could swallow the skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite,
begin with divided voices.
Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Produce, that's the answer, produce.
Develop our own, use our own, and own our own.
Despite
our political views, we must all understand that we are part of this island. And the same stick licking the wild goat is the same stick licking the tame. Everybody drifting in the same boat, we all thinking just the same. Some of them are claiming that they have the country at heart, but their actions are showing they're splitting the people apart. And they're pulling and tugging, we so colorblind, we can't see. It's no wonder we are used
and abused constantly.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that action will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future stakes can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could soar the skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite,
even with divided voices.
Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Perhaps, just perhaps, I thought
the pressure we feel that is revealed the world around
would serve us as a lesson that ought
to make us aware we need to create lifestyle more sound. The principles of capitalism have left us an empty shell. The decadence of society is the result as well. Promote cooperation, knowledge and skill, an industrial program that would be producing. A strong and hard-working man will be glad to own up to this land and be rid of this cancer foreign domination. Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that action will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future stakes can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could go to skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite,
even with divided voices.
Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
That's what I say. People, open up your eyes. Cardinal said the same thing this morning. People, open up your eyes. Kyrie Irving needs your support. Well, Lynette, the hard question comes up, and it's going to start this way. How are you doing today? And a pleasant good morning to you. Was that a hard question? How are you doing today?
Morning, all right.
You are okay. All right, the other hard question I'm going to ask you, how important it is to do walking daily, to take daily walks?
As important as eating and drinking and everything else to stay alive.
What is everything else? You lost me. You lost me when you...
Everything else that people think they have to do to stay alive. Walking is just as important to that.
Yeah.
So exercise, food, and drink is on the same level. Food and water is on the same level as exercise.
No, I was just... I was particularly speaking about walking. Now you... expanded it to exercise.
At least walking at least half an hour, 5 days,
Yeah, but man should not live by bread alone. So the eating part, we can leave that out for now. We're talking about exercise. What are the benefits? What are the benefits? Okay, what are some of the benefits of walking 5 days a week for half an hour? For 5 minutes. What are some of the benefits? Does it help?
It's good for your total being, mind, body, and soul. Release, keep down blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, and heart attacks, and all of that. Dr. Brown, I'm sure you agree with me.
Well,
yeah. And then we just rest that you release is all the toxins out your body. Come back.
So no need for the bush and the salsa bush and all that stuff then. Once we exercise.
Come on, man.
I'm just asking the questions. I decided to ask you some hard questions today. Okay. Yeah, we normally be softening you. Ask you some really corn pop questions, so I decided to come in with some tough questions this morning about exercising and all stuff.
Okay, great. So can I get everybody out walking for at least half an hour every morning, every day of the week, every night?
But we have 7 days a week, so what if I chose a different 5 days to your 5 days? Well, you know, Cardinal said to me one time, you know why the world took 7 days and Jesus had to rest on one day? You know the answer that Cardinal gave me?
No,
Cardinal said, because I was not the foreman of that walk. He would have finished earlier.
Oh, I thought he was
going to be leader. No, I just said what he said. Oh, no, if I was the foreman at work, it would not take me 6 days. So, that's on him.
Okay.
Yes. Well, if you don't say good morning to Marcus and the others on here, I know they're going to be really, really mad at you, and they're going to laud me for getting you. He's lurking around, yes, somewhere around. But I'll answer for Kathleen. That's my butter churner. So Kathleen is doing quite well. The first hour, she was really elated. She's happy. She heard a lot of things, and she said she's very happy. What else do you need to know about Kathleen? No questions. I just in terms of that's okay, good. That's fine too. But I feel so glad you didn't ask anything about Cardinal and you didn't tell Cardinal good morning. But I feel so good.
Good morning,
Lynette.
Morning.
You hear me say good morning?
No.
Yes, I did. I heard you.
Thank you very much.
I heard you, Lenny.
Oh my. So you see who didn't answer you then?
Just in case that you forgot.
Changing curtains, getting the house ready.
And just in case you didn't say it, I heard you.
But Lynette had some tears to vanish as she went ahead and prepared them the other day. Marcus told me that, so I believe everything that Marcus would say to me. I'm sorry about that.
You were supposed to be fasting and I prepared them.
That's what Marcus said. She said you didn't even sandpaper the cheers.
Okay, then. So I've been working very hard all week. Some people can get to the low
passion that I'm such a hard working, beautiful woman. So it's anything. But Cardinal, did I send you the picture?
Excuse me, what?
Did I send you some pictures of my hard work that I did all week?
Oh, yes, 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 you did.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, you'll be the judge now then.
If you send a picture, nobody can tell you you're doing hard work. You have to send a video. You just, anybody can just put anybody's picture on social media and claim it's theirs. So.
And all my neighbors could attest to it because every problem they pass, yeah, well, when you finish, come over by me, come to mine. So that's okay.
Yes. Well, anyway, somebody told me they're glad that you're working hard and nobody's working hard with you.
Okay. No, that's not true. I have my daughter here, and I have her working. She just disappeared from me. When I'm looking for, I can't find her. She was there. Look, I had enough business. Nobody here today. I'm working very hard this morning. We done changed all the curtains in the living room and dining room and the kitchen. Look at that.
All right, let me see if Lynn have a question for you, because last week Lynn sent a question for you and you blamed me for his question. So let me check here. Okay.
Well, y'all had my prime minister up there till he saved somebody's life on a plane coming out to Miami. Coming out to the U.S.
Okay, tell us all about it.
Why didn't ask him all his questions?
I had no knowledge that he was on the mainland. That's number one. You did not send the memo.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, Lynn has a question for you. Good morning, Lynn. Hold on. Lynn has an easy question for you. Good morning, Lynn. You're muted, Lynn. Leon.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to all. Ivor,
yes,
Cardinal, and Lynette, and all the others who are on. My question to Lynette.
Morning.
Good morning to you all. On a scale of 1 to 10, how is Nevis doing? And folks, maybe you can tell me what's going on in Dominica, and of course, what's going on in Antigua with the election that is pending in both countries. Oh, no.
Yes, Nevis, we are good. Everything's good. We're all right. I saw a nice article about my prime minister where he saved somebody life on a flight coming out of the U.S., which was very nice. Very nice thing. Kudos to him. I know he's an excellent doctor, so I'm not. That's all. Anyway. Dominica, I think they have an election.
Dominica has early election, I understand. And,
early
yes.
Right.
They,
right.
They call it early election.
Yeah.
I understand that Dominica's called early election.
Yes.
No, okay, let me come back to think it's Ivor, if you won't mind. Asking Lynette, is this true that in Think it you getting the civil servants are getting two salaries this year, the regular and of course an additional one?
Well, that has become like a norm for the last
okay.
4 years. It is.
Yes.
And
it goes on further that each person is going to get a stimulus of $15,000. Is that true? That's what the rumor is in Antigua. Each civil servant, each person is going to get a stimulus of $15,000. And it comes to about $1 billion from the IP. Is that a joke?
Well, that's
Kind of
a joke, I think that's a right moment.
Because I got a friend from St. Louis, and he's making preparation to come home. to get his stimulus.
Maybe it's wishful thinking, and if there's spirits and talk about it and lament over it, it might just happen.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Omel that Liverpool is beating up on Chelsea, man. They won the match today 3-1. So they've gone past Chelsea, and now they are getting an additional 3 points.
Okay. Noted. Oh, as I'm with the personality, just got to say in the know.
Regards to all, folks. I'm here listening until.
Okay, Liam, thank you for putting that $15,000 out in the air. I'm looking for mine. I'm looking for it.
Well, we're just moments away from closing the show, Lena.
Thank you. Thank you, Lena. Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying we're... No.
Oh, okay.
There's no film. But like I said, we're just about getting to the half a mark in November. So before you know it, we're going to be into Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And with all of your work that you're doing back there, I am assuming that all this is done in preparation of Christmas decoration, I would imagine.
No, not Christmas yet. So a little later. A little later we'll put up the Christmas tree and all of that. But I have my two wonderful men in my life, my son and my son-in-law. They'll be here in the next 2 weeks. So... we're just making sure that everything's thick and spanking in order for my with the two wonderful men.
You just broke my heart. I sure kind of leave depressed too. I thought you meant